Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, have an unbiblical teacher's testing for you today. Sharam Hadian, Truth and Love Ministries, Truth and Love Christian Fellowship. I learned about this man through the testing of Brandon House at Worldview Weekend, and he's a teacher on Brandon's network. I reached out to Sharam and sent him my Brandon House link to show him the many unbiblical ways and hypocrisy that's going on and ask him if he would speak out about it. And I got an email back from a lady who told me he's pretty busy and can't answer email. And then I sent him the link and asked him to comment on it. I never heard back from him, so I went ahead with this biblical testing. It's sad when I hear men say they're too busy for the truth of God's word, but that's the case. So I wanted to do this biblical testing. It's on our Unbiblical Teachers blog at DontParish.com. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. And I wanted to give some more reasons why I'm concerned about Sharam Hadian and his theology. Let's go through these here. Number one, if you go to our 10-point test at DontParish.com, he does not pass that and teach all of that. That's characteristics of the New Testament body that Christ founded through Paul. He does not pass that. Mr. Hadian is linked to unbiblical organizations like VCY. He promotes articles on CBN and WorldNet Daily. And him and Brandon House were on Hagman and Hagman. That show puts on heretics like Augusto Perez from the NAR and Signs and Wonders. And so that's kind of troubling, not real discerning there. Mr. Hadian does not, as I said, he does not call out all sin, but seems to play the favoritism game. I have not heard back from him on the many, many unbiblical issues at Brandon House, and that's troubling. Brandon's helping him spread his ministry. Sharam calls out other people. He calls out Islam, but he won't call out his partners in ministry. That's troubling. Mr. Hadian seems rather confused. On our testing, I show a picture of him. He celebrates pagan Christmas. He lifts up a vile nation. He has the American flag right up on stage at his religious body. It's kind of idolatry. And they blow a shofar. If you study the New Testament body that Christ ordained, they did none of those things. So that's kind of troubling. Mr. Hadian focuses on traveling all over the nation, and he's all about exposing the evils of Islam, which is fine. We know Islam is evil, and they're following Satan, not God. But here's the problem. Jesus Christ and Apostle Paul told us in Matthew 24 and Romans 16, the threat would come from inside the body of Christ. Wolves dressed as sheep would come from the inside. He's worried about Islam from the outside. Now, Islam's a physical threat. They may cut your head off. But if you're born of Christ, they will not deceive you spiritually. And as evidence of this, I saw in Mr. Hadian's calendar, he went and spoke at a Church of Christ in Idaho. And I have the link there. It proves it. And they teach a heretical water baptism gospel of works. That's heresy. I wonder if Mr. Hadian warned them about that. They're deceiving people. So-called Christians are going to hell because they believe that their works-based baptism saves them. But he's going there to speak about Islam with them. That's kind of troubling. Mr. Hadian is feminized. He does not teach all truth for ladies, biblical dress, and head covering. And he allows ladies to come and speak at the body when Paul said women are to be silent, 1 Corinthians 14. That's kind of troubling. Mr. Hadian believes that America was once a great Christian nation. And he lifts up George Washington in a post about Thanksgiving. Washington was a cult Freemason and a deist, and it was known that he would always get up and leave church. You had to go to church if you were anybody back then, and it was part of the state establishment. He would get up and leave church before communion was served, and he was never known to speak about Christ. So kind of troubling that he would promote George Washington as a great man of God. Hadian sells the truth of God. You know, you can get his CDs free with a $25 contribution. Is that really free? No, I guess it's not. On his Facebook page, they show how undiscerning they are. A lady visited there, and she says this, I prayed to God for a church that's filled with believers who still stand with Jesus and won't compromise in his word. I felt God's presence when I first visited TIL, Truth and Love. Grateful and thankful to God for finding this church. Amen. Question I have, since when do we as followers of Christ rely on feelings and the presence of God to know truth? I thought Jesus said, thy word is truth in John 17:17, right? Anyway, for these biblical reasons, I would warn you to not trust Mr. Hadian for all biblical truth. Oh, he has some truth. He has vast knowledge on Islam, but he's not teaching biblical Christianity. He's not calling out all sin. He's not teaching the fullness of God's word. He's not keeping the true New Testament model that Christ ordained and Paul established. So I would warn you, do not be deceived. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. You'll find the written testing there of him and many other teachers that we've tested. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog. Hundreds of articles to help you in the faith. Go to John 4:24 audio. Hundreds of audios where you're listening now to help you in the faith. And we do three things. Teach the biblical gospel. We teach the true New Testament body and all that it requires of people following Christ. And we expose the false ways of man-made religion. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time. Thanks for listening. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.